Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's Thursday, October 27, 2016. We just can't get enough of the lush and uncrowded Tennessee wilderness. Right now, we're camped beneath a soaring canopy of fall color at an Airstream park high atop the Cumberland Plateau, where 376 pristine acres of woodland trails and meadows draw Airstreamers from all over the country. We've been here for several days, waiting for some work to be done on our trailer from the blowout, and we'll still be here for the chili cook-off this coming Saturday. Today, we hiked the trails in the Airstream park, and yesterday, we kayaked on a secret lake. Well, it seemed like a secret, since we were all alone, except for a mating pair of bald eagles who were fascinated with us. We'd love to tell you that every day is just as idyllic. And though most days have enough magic to keep us at this full-timing thing, Airstreaming does have one particularly aggravating challenge. Similar to houses and property, though on a much lower scale, Airstreams and towing vehicles do demand attention. We're not experts, but we're not entirely incompetent at vehicle maintenance and repair. Long, long ago, Jim rebuilt his VW van engine, and while in our 30s, we went through a vintage automobile phase. Then our son came along, and we transitioned into sensible vehicles. 2 decades with no free time and little garage space, and with the help of a good mechanic who sent reminder cards, our sedans lasted well beyond their shelf life. 3 years ago, we made a practical decision to purchase a hybrid or complete electric when Jim retired, something like the Chevy Volt or the Nissan Leaf. But that would never be. Once we took the leap into full-timing action, we forfeited our place in line for a Prius. The Beast, our Ram truck, came as the biggest surprise of our lives. Never in a million Honda lifetimes did we expect to be driving such a muscular vehicle. It was a necessary, strategic purchase, but from the moment we stuck our heads into the cab of the Beast, that synthetic new car smell knocked us over and made us forget it had 33,000 miles on the odometer. Never underestimate the power of your olfactory glands and those who know how to use them. It took over a year to find our perfect used Airstream. By comparison, finding the ideal truck was a breeze. The best sources directed us toward the Cummins diesel engine for reliability. And in 2014, Ram was the only truck with that engine. My daddy, Alan Perry, found the Beast near his home. While we remained in San Diego, Dad helped us negotiate a great deal with Barbara Brogel at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep. 2 months later, in July 2015, we flew into Jackson, Mississippi with nothing but our carry-on backpacks. Dad met us at the airport and took us to his house where we first beheld our glistening and gallant Beast parked beside our shy and radiant beauty. Then, on our maiden voyage back to San Diego, and during all our camping trips the following year, the Beast served us well. We marveled that it didn't stink of diesel, had gratitude for the four-wheel drive that pulled us out of the Mississippi mud, and luxuriated in the many extra features we'd never experienced in any vehicle. It would take something as big as the Mojave Desert to come between us and our Beast. That moment was July 2016. Same day we had the tire trailer blowout, when the engine light came on. And this is where our story begins. As we waited in Mammoth Lakes for new 16-inch wheels and Michelin tires, we researched Ram dealerships who would honor our warranty. The closest service department was 140 miles away in Carson City, Nevada. It was 120 degrees in Carson City, so we made an appointment for a few days later and set up camp about 40 miles up the mountain in South Lake Tahoe. The technician ran a routine engine light diagnostic scan and determined the error code meant either our catalytic converter was malfunctioning or our diesel exhaust fluid, DEF, or DEF, had gone bad due to overheating in the Mojave. He told us that death can have negative results when heated above 90 degrees. Since their diesel mechanic couldn't see us for a whole week, the technician reset the engine light and suggested we visit another dealership up the road along our planned route. Before we left, he told us about a dreaded but potential dashboard warning. Should it appear, we must beware that the engine would stop in 180 miles. Whoa, we needed a drink. Next stop, Sonoma Wine Country. Yes, because there is wine, and because Santa Rosa has a highly rated Ram dealer. We crossed our fingers, knocked on wood, threw salt over our shoulders. Would we make the 200-mile trek without the dreaded engine failure? 50 miles in, the engine light came on. But we arrived. Immediately, we scheduled a full-day inspection, and the technician confirmed our problem was the faulty catalytic converter. However, he regretted to inform us that more than 18,000 Ram diesel trucks were in line for that very part. Would we mind waiting 60 days? Now, we love Santa Rosa, but even all the great breweries, wineries, and top-notch California cuisine couldn't make us stay for 2 months. At least the technician reset the engine light for us. We set off for Mount Shasta. And no surprise that in 50 miles, the engine light came on. At least the Ram dealer in the small town of Shasta had an appointment for us. In 5 weeks, we hit the road for Klamath Falls and Medford, a large city over an hour away, even has a Trader Joe's. We were anxious, though, about making it the 90 miles to the dealership from our campsite, but we made it, and they got us in quick and immediately performed an engine light diagnostic to confirm the catalytic converter problem. Hallelujah! They had the catalytic converter we needed in stock and would hold it for us when they had time to do the job. In 3 weeks. After begging them to move us up on the schedule, the technician suggested we move along and continue combing the country for another dealer with the part and more time and service people to handle the problem. But before we left, he covertly whispered that we should go next door to the Walmart and buy an OBD2 scanner so we can diagnose the engine light problem ourselves and reset the light. And before we left, of course, the service people reset the light. And within 50 miles, the engine light came back on, but at least this time we used the OBD2 scanner. Same thing. Every 50 miles now, we'd reset it. Twin Falls, Idaho. Same story. No part, no time. Move along. By now, Jim's cold virus should have run its course, but he was still suffering, so we headed for Fort Collins, since Colorado is both a Kaiser Health System state and is home to one of Jim's favorite breweries, New Belgium Brewing Company. By this time, we'd given up on the truck problem. We were just about to call the dealership in Mississippi to make an appointment, but just for the sake of consistency, we took our ailing beast to the local Ram dealership, Fort Collins Truck and Fleet Service Center. What a difference! The moment we walked in and explained the problem, the manager, Jesse Rascon, took control. He knew the problems the catalytic converters were having with the DEF, and also knew Ram had upgraded a new generation of catalytic converters to address it. Immediately, he called the Ram headquarters and appealed for our status as a disabled traveler, which grants special consideration. He told us that resetting our engine light ourselves was a disaster waiting to happen. He sent us back to our campsite and told us to wait for his call. He'd take care of us. Within 5 hours, Jesse called, reporting that he secured permission from Ram to send one of his service employees over 100 miles away on a special trip to pick up a catalytic converter just for us. And that person was already back in the shop with our part. He actually got two in case there was a problem with one of them. Jesse told us to drop off the truck in the morning, and it would be fixed by the afternoon. Early the next morning, we arrived and he provided us with a free rental and suggested a diner, the Breakfast Club. After a great brekkie, we did some shopping around town. By mid-afternoon, our truck was ready. The catalytic converter was replaced. In addition, Jesse did a complete safety and fluid inspection before he'd send us on our way. All for no charge, under warranty. Okay, we're old, and we simply cannot remember ever getting better service anywhere for anything. We wholeheartedly recommend Jesse Rascon for his professional attitude and uncommon compassion for travelers in need, and his willingness to go the extra 100 miles and deliver on every one of his promises. Thank you so much for joining us at Living in Beauty. Special thanks this week goes to Bill Dotson at Creston RV Service in Crossville, Tennessee. We just stumbled into his Airstream Magician's Lair a few days ago, hoping we could get an appointment. And we're so grateful that he's making time on his busy schedule to get our trailer repair accomplished within a week so we can move on. Okay, that's it. Have a great week.